Bezo Hashem Yisbarach, we're on Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the second part of Bikur Cholim, and this will be the final shiur in the round of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tavshin Ayin Tes. The Kitzur tells us that if the Chayla wants to be Mechazik, the Kinyan, giving the gifts that he's going to give to other people, he's allowed to do it even on Shabbos, because we don't want him to get upset, and therefore we waive the Yisur D'Rabbanan. If he wants to send word of what of his tzava to relatives, so then we even will hire a guy to do that, even on Shabbos. So all these things we'll do on Shabbos, even though it's an Yisur D'Rabbanan, so that the Chayla should not lose hope. We don't tell a chayla that he's an avelus, that a relative died. And even if you told him, so then we don't rice kriya, because again, we're afraid that he's going to get upset and he's going to get it's going to be dangerous. You don't cry, you don't be maspid in front of a chayla, again, because we're afraid of his emotional health. And even if the person that you're crying or saying died is not a relative, you still don't do it. If you want to be menachem other people, the fun of, so it should be done quietly in a way that it's not going to cause him pain. If the chayla is has an upset stomach, so then in that situation, you don't do bikur chaylam, you don't visit him because it's embarrassing for him. Also, if his eyes are weak, or if he has a headache and it's going to be uncomfortable for him to converse, or if he's very weak, you also don't go and be mevaker chayla. In all these situations, however, you can stay in the outside room and you can make sure that his needs were attended to, and you could be mevakish rachamim. Let's say that a person has two mitzvahs, nichum aveilim and bikur chaylim. So the halacha is that if you could do both, so then bikur chaylim comes first, because you want to be mevakish rachamim. But if you can only do one and not the other, so then nichum aveilim comes first, because in nichum aveilim, so there is both kavod hames and kavod hachayim. The minig is to be mevaker chaylim even to gayim because of darkei shalom. And there's a sefri that tells us that it's very important that a chayla does vidui. In the event that he doesn't make it, the Mishnah says that anybody who says vidui before his misa has a chelik in olam haba. We also learn this out from the whole story with Achan, who took from the cherem, and before he was executed, so then Yeshua made sure that he did vidui, and so therefore we encourage the chelik to do vidui in a way that we say that if a person does vidui, so then it doesn't mean that he's going to die. It's something that's good to do, whether he's going to die or whether he won't. The Kitzur points out that all of these things should not be done in front of women, in front of children, in front of people who are likely to cry, because then you may break the heart of the chayla and he may come to die. Finally, in Simon in Sif Yud Dalet, so the Kitzur goes through the actual nusach of the vidui over here, the Kitzur, and he says that you can see a more elaborate version in the Sefer Mavar Yabayk. Also, the Ramban has a version, and he says that many people will do the vidui, we say before Yom Kippur, or on Yom Kippur, a long vidui, all the alchets. And with that, we finish the halachas of Bikur Chaylim. Be'ezras Hashem, we should continue to be Messiahim and learn more Svarim together.